Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry down south there. How are you doing, Larry?
Oh, hey, Stuart. Trying to stay warm November the 1st today.
Yeah, we made it through October, and all the warnings did not come to pass. But now we've got new ones for November. And some of those appear to be kind of interesting. I did post, folks, four links on the Lightgate.com and Lightgate Blogger. And if you go there and just click on the links, it'll take you to a fellow from Germany. He's a little hard to understand, but boy, does he have a lot of stuff out there. He's orientating it towards November 3rd, which is Sunday. But the information he's giving goes way beyond that. It teaches you a lot about how deep state actually hides everything, and you can learn a lot just by listening to those videos. So I hope a lot of people do go there and listen to them. It's well worth your time to listen. Not that, and he even says, "Well, I don't know if anything's going to happen on November 3rd," but and I guess we don't, because the Lord is very, very specific about not having a set date that we're supposed to use. It's more based, I guess, on events. Anyway, before we get going, I'd like to read some scripture here, and some of it applies to Babylon, some applies to all of us. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. This is kind of an interesting remark, because it's either totally true or it's the biggest lie ever told. And there are so many remarks like this in the scriptures that I believe if you face it frontly, head on, you have to come to the conclusion that the entire Bible is either the biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the humanity, or it's absolutely the truth. And I guess everyone has to decide, because either he did create the heavens, and he did spread them out as a tent, and he did create the earth and put mankind upon it, and he did give them life, and he gave them spirit. Here's the next verse. I, the Lord, have called thee, talking to his son, Jesus Christ, in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. What's the prison house? It's the Matrix, folks. Exactly what it is. It's a Matrix, and you're trapped in it. You're a prisoner. Here's from John, the New Testament, John chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. What's he talking about? Well, if you do a study on it, he's talking about conversion versus regeneration. And even some of the Protestants' own theologians have warned, nobody paid any attention to it, that there is a huge difference between being converted and being regenerated. And conversion is being sold to all modern Christian churches as regeneration when it isn't. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. Jesus Christ, of course, is the porter. And the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Leadeth out of what? Out of the prison house. Out of darkness to the light. So, I guess we could sum it up. A prison is a place that is locked up to keep the residents from breaking out. The prison house is planet Earth, and all of its inhabitants are locked up. They are in a total lockdown. This is the real message of Jesus Christ to the world, and he alone has the key to escape. And he gave us that through total grace via the straight gate, narrow way, and humanity deserves neither one. We don't deserve a straight gate. We don't deserve a narrow way. That's what grace really is, unmerited favor. Refuse this way, refuse the grace. As Paul said, don't frustrate the grace of God, because if you do, you remain in the prison house, you remain lost, and you go to a much lower frequency realm when you perish and leave this life. And anyway, then here's another verse, and this is concerning Babylon the Great. And thou sayest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thine heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that saith in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me, and I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments, for the multitude of thy sorceries. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it has perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. The mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so, be thou shalt be able to profit. If so, be thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor a fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee, with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants, from thy youth, and they shall wander every one to his quarter, and none shall save thee. Now, you got a complete confirmation of this in Revelation chapter 18. I'll only read part of it, verse 17 starting. For in one hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster, and all the company and ships and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off, and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "What city is like unto this great city?" And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, "Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all." And the voice of the harpers and the musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and all that were slain upon the earth. So anyway, that is a good verse. And I know people don't like the idea that America's Babylon the Great and the great city Babylon is New York City, but it doesn't matter if you believe it or not. You will see the great city Babylon and the nation Babylon. I didn't get into anything. Jeremiah talks about the nation. This is about the great city, and we're going to see Babylon, New York, the great city, go up in flames. Now, what's also very, very interesting about this is what Larry and I were talking about. Donald Trump has mysteriously decided he's not going to live in New York anymore. Maybe he knows something we don't. Maybe he knows about the prophecies against mighty Babylon. And there's a lot of weird stuff going on. We brought on our last show, Larry and I brought you the news about the 10 Russian submarines, all nuclear equipped. And they have a number of nuclear weapons on each one, multiple warheads each one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, what do you think, Larry? Doesn't sound like it's we got too much of a future if we don't repent.
Well, we're going to have to dig that old word repentance out of some, out of a rock somewhere, because you can't find it. You can't even find it in the church anymore. It's not there. Here's some headlines real quick, kind of interesting to go along with what you just said. It says, this is Drudge Report headlines today, "The Trumps, New Yorkers no more. Trumps escape New York. Trump leaves New York for Florida." And also Breitbart reporting that the Trumps leave New York City to live in Florida as the left cheers in New York. And then an odd one. Here's an odd one, Stuart. Drudge Report says Trump administration obsession with Persian Emperor Cyrus the Great. And then they make a note, says the Cyrus cylinder is at the United Nations in New York City from the Babylon of old. What do you think?
Well, that's kind of interesting in view of the Persia and the spirit that overrules Persia, the Prince of Persia, that Michael had to fight with his angels to even get in there. And they fought for, 21 days, I think, or something like that, to get past him. And, of course, when we went into Iraq, which is actually part of Persia, and we should get into that because Iran and Iraq are now basically one, boy, we're watching prophecy being fulfilled right before our eyes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it is also amazing why he's leaving, because he's been a New Yorker for I don't know how long.
He's probably been a New Yorker almost forever, his whole life, I imagine. And by the way, he's not only just leaving New York, him and Melania, he's actually moving all of his family to Mar-a-Lago in Florida and taking his assets with him. It sounds like somebody that he may have a little foreknowledge of what's coming on that great, I guess you could say, center of coup, you know, against the Constitution and the people of the United States, the Big Apple, what's coming. And by the way, you mentioned Iraq. Here's a headline, Debka file, and I've verified it through other sources. Soleimani. Now, remember, Stan Deo said, keep your eyes on Qasem Soleimani. He's an Iranian.
Yes.
Anyway, Soleimani takes the helm of Iraqi security from Prime Minister Abdel Mahdi. It says Qasem Soleimani now in control of the Iraqi army and security services and is operating from Baghdad's Green Zone Command. And if you remember, the Green Zone Command there is that big U.S. embassy that we built there. And so basically now the Prince of Persia, if you will, spirit-wise, now has control of, as you said, Iraq and Iran, which actually unifies what you said, the Persian Empire.
That's the ancient Persian Empire, and they are mentioned in Ezekiel. Persia is mentioned in all of that, and Persia is Iraq, Iran. So this is an amazing coincidence. God doesn't deal in coincidences, folks. It's no coincidence that this has happened. And this is it's just amazing what's going on over there. And that's just part of all of this. I mean, there is so much in the prophecies that people just are turning their nose up at, don't want to believe it. And if I don't believe it, it's not true, and I don't care what the facts are. It's kind of like Pelosi and Schiff and all those guys. Doesn't matter what the facts are. I hate Trump, and that's all we need to do. We're going to get rid of him. It doesn't matter whether he's done anything wrong or not. We hate him, and we're going to get rid of him. And the American people are sitting back, twiddling their thumbs, and I'm telling you right now, you get rid of Trump, America's gone. And I'm not saying that because I'm a fan of Donald Trump. I'm not. But I know what the Lord, when the Lord lifts his hand off Trump and he's out, we're done for. And the new world order will be in with a force. And when that happens, you can better believe the roundups and the persecution, the real persecution. The American people have never known real persecution in this country. Stuff that I've gone through is not real persecution. Real persecution is when they are really coming after you with all 4 feet. And we're going to see it. It's going to be very horrific upon God's people. Remember early on that Cyrus was a judgment as well against all the leadership of Babylon at the time he took it over. And he allowed the Jews to go back and build their temple. Well, this is where we're headed. Now we've got the Sanhedrin coming up. We've got plans for the new temple going up. We're right at the verge. What do you think, Larry? I think we're so close.
Yeah, I think so, too. And a lot of the Glazers and Torah codes seem to indicate the very same thing. And, you know, and not only right now is America in trouble, you know, we basically don't have a functioning government. We have a coup in progress in America. And at the same time, we're seeing Israel, without a functioning government, about to apparently have to go to a third election. And Glazerson actually found a Torah code that indicates or leans to the fact that there has to be a third election and chaos, and it's a very dangerous thing for Israel, according to Glazerson's code.
Yeah, because they're going to see this internal chaos, and the enemies will strike, And the same thing, Jeremiah says the same thing about America. We get so preoccupied with what's going on inside the country, revolution or leader against leader, authority against authority, I guess we'll find out quick enough. But the enemy sees all this, and they say, now's the time to get them. Let's go get them. And they do, and they take us out. There are a couple new Bible codes here from Barry that are fascinating. One concerning Durham, an investigation of what's going on. You want to get into that?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's a code he began October 31st, 2019, and he titled it John Durham Goes After the Deep State. And there's nine words in the matrix. And this is what they say. Number one, John Durham. Number two, Comey. Number three, Obama. Number four, Ukraine. Number five, Brennan. Number six, Biden. Number seven, conviction. Number eight, to corrupt. And number nine, Rome. And that really seems to entail, if you really back off and look at the words, it entails the people. In other words, the leadership and the locations like Italy and Ukraine that were used to bring this corrupt coup against Donald Trump.
Yeah, and we know that Biden, of course, is totally corrupt. And, I mean, it's the greatest money laundering scam you could ever come up with. And I'm sure it's been going on for years and years and years in corrupt countries. Okay, so it's very simple, folks. This is how they did it. We give Ukraine, we'll say, $5 billion. But the caveat of the $5 billion is you're going to have to give $1 billion back. You're going to have to launder it. And then we'll go in and we'll take $1 billion of it back, only I'm sure it went into billions, not millions. And this is what Barry says. John Durham is the U.S. attorney who will bring criminal charges against those behind the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. His name is the axis term on the matrices below. The investigation involves Rome and Ukraine and London. Rome is at the same skip as John Durham. There is also a seven-letter ELS for the transliteration of Ukraine. Comey will almost certainly face charges. Now, and it goes on with it. Here's what is bothersome. We know now who the whistleblower is, or at least we think we do, because there's been a lot of articles that have come out. Fox News, I think, still is refusing to name him. He is in with Brennan, Comey, Obama, all of them. He's a Trump hater. I don't know what is wrong with the American people that they would accept even anything this guy says. We got the transcript. So now, as I was, I think I said on the last program, because there's nothing in the transcript, deep state will now have people coming out and saying, well, there are big gaps in that transcript. They took out everything that they didn't want the American people to know. That's how they're going to do it. I warned the American people a long, long time ago, hey, when it comes to this, communists have no conscience, no compassion, no mercy. They don't care if they kill 20 million people or 300 million people for their agenda. That's all they have. They have an agenda. They don't have anything else. They are walking computers. That's all they are. And their conscience, the Bible says their conscience is absolutely seared. In other words, they don't have a conscience. That's how they can come out so blatantly and lie to your face, deadly serious. I don't know, Larry, you've dealt with police As a cop for a number of years, I'm sure you've met a number of criminals who can lie to you with a straight face, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What do you think about this? I mean, boy.
Well,
I'm wondering.
What's interesting, I was on a show with Augusto Perez earlier today, and, you know, I think I sent you also a post from Sartre Fall, which people can believe or not, but it seems to indicate that November and December, the chaos that's created by the impeachment will actually prevent a 2020 election from even occurring, and that's the plan. And Augusto said he believed that he didn't believe there would even be a 2020 election, that they're all out now to get Trump, and they don't even plan on running for. He said he sat back and watched the election, if you will, candidates, and he said they don't even care about the election. They're not interested in what's done or what's said or what's given to the American people. It's like they're not even running. They don't even plan on an election. And it seems like maybe, Stuart, that the plan is to take Trump out and literally appoint someone. And that
exactly.
would shred the Constitution right there.
Yep, I think you're right. I think Augusto's hit it right on the head. That's exactly what's going on. There will not be a 2020 election. And they know it. And they know it budget-wise, too. They don't seem to care about the money because they know there's a huge reset coming, and everything is going to change overnight. Now, whether they're going to start this process of chaos, like on November 3rd out in Seattle or wherever it is they do it, if they're going to do it, we do need, folks, a big false flag. And the reason we need a big false flag and we need it right away is what we just read here in these Bible codes. Now, I'm not sure if Barry has run anything concerning a huge false flag event, but when you've got John Durham going to indict Comey, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, and all these others, these are all deep state people. They're going to do something about it. What do you do? One, start a major war. Two, have a huge false flag so that everybody's attention is diverted away from all this and you'll never hear about it again after the false flag. They've done this I don't know how many times. It works because people basically are naive or don't care or whatever the problem is. I don't really know. So what do you think on now? Here's another one with Brennan and Bannon. Barry did some time ago, actually, about the Civil War, about the possibility of a civil war. Do you remember this one, Larry? The words were the civil army, the war, Barack Obama, impeachment, wall, Michelle, president, conspiracy, Bannon, and Stephen. And here's a headline. I want you to comment on this one, Larry. U.S. Congressman warns of civil war. This just came out yesterday on the House floor on Thursday. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican Texas, said the way House Democrats were running the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump was about to push this country to a civil war. Gohmert said, "Never in the history of this country have we had such gross unfairness that one party should put armed guards with guns to prevent duly authorized congressional people from being able to hear the witnesses and see for themselves." We are at the verge of a civil war, don't you think, Larry?
Oh, without a doubt, absolutely. And really it has begun just like Jeremiah said, ruler against ruler, except now we're on the extreme end of the ruler against ruler, to where you begin to have blood in the streets and in the buildings, and, you know, this appears to be coming. Louis Gohmert really did give a real warning, and matter of fact, Hal Turner, you know, who knows a number of insiders, after Louis Gohmert dropped that clue, if you will, about a civil war coming, Hal Turner said, here's three things, if you subscribe to his information, that you need to do, and you need to do it quick. He said, top off your preps now. In other words, number one, supplies. Number two, he said, if you live in cities, large cities, and, you know, you want to stay there and work, he said, his number two clue is to find safe locations for your family and get them out now. And he's talking about the next couple of weeks to getting this done. And then he says, number three, and this is a heavy, Stuart, he said, from what he's hearing from insiders, he said, prepare for the worst.
Yeah, I don't think, well, I just read from the prophecies about America, Babylon. I don't think the American people are prepared for hardly anything. And this is going to hit them right between the eyes. And we are in the middle of a coup. It's a communist coup. They're running it by the communist playbook. They've done it before. It works. Why change it? If you got something that works over and over and over again, you know, there is the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's where we're at. And the communists have their playbook, and it ain't broke, and so they aren't going to fix it. They're going to run by it. And that's exactly what they're doing. And we're in a lot of trouble here in this nation. And most of it is because of the American people. It's not because of the leaders. This has been going on now for a long, long time. And they have infiltrated our Supreme Court. They've infiltrated Congress. They've infiltrated just about every state government. And they've infiltrated all the universities, and all we have now are we're graduating snowflake leftists. And they are just watched a survey where they said that more than half of the people now are socialists coming out, the millennials. They've already been indoctrinated. I've thought for a long time that the American people basically are socialists. They just don't know it. But because of how socialism works, and because they knew they couldn't bring this out in force, why not just very slowly indoctrinate the people into it? A little bit here, a little bit there. Obamacare is full socialism. And now you got people like, what's her name? Pocahontas, as Trump called her. Advocating for total government takeover of health care. Well, we'll just get the money from the... And she even said, well, yeah, it's going to hurt the mid-class. Oh, that's the price of it. Well, they don't care if you lose your job. They don't care if you die in the process. What do they care? They have an agenda. You're not part of it, folks. Deagle.com. I would say the death rate in America before 2025, which they have right on their website, is probably at least 300 million Americans are to perish within the next 5 years. Now, how does Deagle.com, who has very close ties with the CIA and all the other alphabet agencies, know that? Unless something very bad has been planned out. You may remember when Janet Reno, she was Homeland Security.
Napolitano.
Yes. Napolitano. Remember when she said something very bad was coming to America? She said that as she was resigning. And she knew something very bad was coming to America because a lot of this is inside jobs. Oklahoma City was an inside job. And why don't people ask questions, Larry? How come the FBI wasn't there? How come ATF wasn't there?
They were told not to be there.
Exactly. And we even have pictures of the truck being loaded at an Air Force base just outside Oklahoma City. Aerial photography of it. And American people are so stupid, they can't believe any of it. Well, our government wouldn't do that to us. Well, just wait till you get to knock on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning and you get a bullet between the eyes. And you'll realize at the last second, gee, I think I've been betrayed.
It's
too late now.
Stuart, it's beyond hypocrisy. It's beyond stupidity. But the American people, they've already told the American people that if missiles are coming towards you, we're not even going to warn you.
Yeah, that's the new doctrine. No warning, whatever. I can understand it in a way because I read an article by a scientist on that a long time ago. But what he said was they're afraid, now I don't know if this is inside or just his speculation, that if they gave, because of the closeness now of Soviet subs, North Korean subs, they can be anywhere. You probably got between 5 and 20 minutes at max before the missiles actually hit. And they'd be better not to tell anybody because they'd all be outside trying to escape. You remember what was the name of that movie? Independence Day when, you know, the spaceships came over the cities and everybody tried to run?
Oh, yeah.
And they were all caught out in the streets. That's predominantly why they say they're not going to warn anybody. The Bible has told you that America's going to be nuked. I think it's even more than nukes myself. I think there's an alien presence in that prophecy because the Lord says, I'm coming to visit you, America Babylon. Me and my sanctified ones. From the uttermost parts of the heavens are going to come, and we're going to finish you off. And a lot of people might say, well, we haven't done anything wrong. We're all a Christian nation. Why in the world would the Lord do that to us? Well, number one, you're not a Christian nation. Barack Obama told you very clearly, right to your face, America is not a Christian nation. You aren't. Biblically, you're as far from a Christian nation as you could probably get. Just because people take on the name Christian does not mean they are Christians. We have had wolves in sheep's clothing invade the church, and they have destroyed it. Absolutely destroyed it. And all you got to do is go into the Bible and study it for yourself, and you'll find that what I've told you is true. Here's that Hal Turner editorial, Larry. There is no such thing as a civil war, and I am finding it harder to be civil with those who want to make my voice not count while pushing for invaders and felons to have theirs count. Pelosi and Schiff rules are a perversion of American jurisprudence and the rule of law. No right for defense, no turning over exculpatory info or evidence. What kind of investigation is that? Well, it isn't. It's a communist kangaroo court. That's all it is. And I don't know. They're going to get rid of Trump, folks. And I think he knows it. And that's probably one of the reasons he's leaving and getting ready to go to Florida. I think he knows that he may be out. And, you know, I sometimes wonder, how long is he going to fight this fight? And how long? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention right there, Stuart, you brought that up on him leaving the White House. If you remember now, and this might have been a clue, about a year ago or so, remember they had these mysterious drills where they were using military helicopters and armor and all kind of stuff, and the drills were none other than the ability to extricate Trump his close people and his family out of the White House or out of New York City, remember?
Yep.
And and you know, he often is referred to Mar-a-Lago as his summer White House or his White House away from Washington. And I've wondered all along if a number of those aren't clues. And Augusto said the way things are at this very moment, that he said we've almost got to come under martial law in November or December for Trump to even survive by any means. So, Stuart, is it already a plan to extricate Trump, you know, away from Washington, D.C., and him to have a place? And I heard that there is a bunker there, by the way, in Mar-a-Lago, and for him to have a place to be presidential from during a coup and a martial law situation.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've had all those visions, and there were a bunch of movies. Remember, what was the name of that? Not White House Down, I don't think. I can't remember.
Yeah, by the way, Stuart, I wanted to say this. They've got a movie coming out this month, November. Well, the movie's already been out, but the DVD comes out nationwide, and it's called Fallen Angel, and it's a kind of a same type as White House Down and the other one, where the White House is attacked and taken. And but the new one, Fallen Angel, deals with a massive attack upon the President of the United States at the time. So isn't it interesting that that comes out in November, too? All these warnings.
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember the movie Sentinel with Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
They shot down one of the helicopters with a missile. And, you know, the warnings have been there, but movie is one thing, but visions of it are quite something different, and there have been visions about this. And it's very, very interesting that, you know, in that football game, the Buccaneers versus the Nationals, the Washington Nationals, isn't it kind of interesting, the name Washington Nationals, and they won? And I'm just wondering if we're not seeing a clue there. But maybe not. Who knows? The end of Hal Turner's, what you were talking about, clean your guns. Have ammunition. Practice, practice, and practice some more. Expect a false flag attack in the coming weeks, perpetrated by the Democrats, communists, that will be blamed on pro-Americans. All 25 million U.S. military veterans will be called upon to honor their freely taken oath. That's kind of a dire warning. Now, they've already figured out they're probably going to lose about a third of the military, but two-thirds of the military will go along with whatever they're told to do. I find that hard to believe, but it's probably true, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. You know, a lot of articles, you know, have come out over the last couple of years how that Obama, that his administration allowed a lot of Satanism and Luciferian groups, and our military is embedded with everything you can think of, even Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, yeah. We have the military is sort of corrupted, according to insiders, and it's sad to watch the nation implode. But there's nothing you or I or anybody listening can really do about it at this point. God has decided, and I was shown that years and years and years ago, and I'm not asking anybody to believe it, but by vision, I was taken to Washington, D.C., and I was told it's over. And it's taken a long time to be over. But I think we are coming up on the period of time when it's actually the execution of the over is about ready to be taken. And everything that's going on prophetically over there in the Middle East. We're watching one by one all of the players fall into place for the grand finality. And folks, I've been warning people for I don't know how long, you are in a matrix. Jesus Christ came in here and told you, as I read at the beginning of the show, you are in a prison house. And he is the only one from whom you can escape. And like he said to Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, I would have, like chicks under a hen's wings, I would have protected you, but you would not. Well, the same thing is happening to America. America, oh America, if you would have listened to what I said, I would have protected you, but you would not. The infiltration and the Antichrist spirit is rising so rapidly here in the United States, it's hard to believe it. But it's not according to biblical prophecy that it's hard to believe. We were warned this was coming. And as Larry has said a number of times, it's a spirit. And when a spirit like this begins to rise, it's not rational. It's not logical. It's emotional. And that's all it is. What do you think, Larry?
Well, what's so interesting, Stuart, is the fact, you know, some of the stuff you just talked about, you know, one of the things that was a classic was the fact that, you know, we went into Iraq, Babylon, if you will, and one of the spirits that, and a number of people, Russ Dizdar and others, have talked about how this Prince of Persia got its handhold in America through that, and through Barack Obama's 8 years. If you'll remember, Stuart, Valerie Jarrett, Obama's handler, and that's exactly what she was, she is a Persian. She was from Iran. She's a Persian. And so they embedded a lot of people. But on the other hand, and I've shared this before, but there's a lieutenant general retired named William G. Boykin. He's better known as Jerry Boykin. He's also a minister, and he's written about 3 or 4 different books. The latest one was Coalition, and I've read all of his books, and he's got embedded in these books, Stuart, just what you were talking about. He said that under the great purge of our military, especially under Obama, that all of those generals and all of those people that were purged, and I really have to believe now, if you remember years ago when we were listening to Steve Quayle, he kept talking about some patriotic generals that were fighting behind the scenes and even fighting Nephilim at times, you know. I think some of them are what William Boykin is talking about without saying those words. But Boykin said that all of this military that had been purged and run off out of the U.S. military through Obama and them didn't go away. They got ready because they're going to be the last line this nation will have to defend it. I don't believe they even expect to win, Stuart. I think they're playing for time, whatever that means.
Well, you could win. Remember the Lord, and I've always wondered what he meant by it, but he said, I will work a work in your days that you would not believe, even though I told you. So, what is this work he's going to work in our days, which is where we are now, that he's going to work? And it's whatever it is, it's going to be fairly astounding, because otherwise he wouldn't say, well, you know, you'd believe it if I told you. He said, no, you're not going to believe this, even if I tell you what it is.
Well, that reminds me, Stuart, of a little bit of, you remember it talks about in the Bible that he has strange acts, strange deeds? And it's almost like it's a mystery. Whatever this work is, it's a mystery because we certainly don't know. And it will be unexpected because we're not expecting. we're hoping that he intervenes, but we're not expecting exactly scripturally because we know all the bad stuff scripturally that's coming. So Yeah, this is a mystery, and it's very interesting, Stuart, and it's something, it almost reminds me, remember of the strange act that God did with Mary, that he literally went around
yes.
her, or rather Joseph, her husband's family lineage, because it was tainted, and he went around her to bring forth the Messiah.
Yes. Yep. It's amazing how he does work, and he does work in very, very strange, unexpected ways. And folks, a lot of times he answers a prayer at the very last second. So do not think that he's not listening, because he is. And do not think there's no hope, because there is hope. In fact, that is the hope. Is my arm so weak I cannot save? If God be for us, who can be against us? So as we look out at the landscape of the United States and all the enemies starting to surround us and the deterioration of everything around us that is good and decent, just remember that the Lord is in total control. He's going to guard his own, and even though we may be delivered up, yet he says, I will save you. And we have to cling to these promises. I know my ministry is focused on a good share of all the negative things, because the Lord said the church is not listening to any of the negatives. They're not paying any attention to it. They're not paying attention to the conditional phrases if, or, and, or, but, which totally changed the gospel. If you keep the if, ands, ors, or buts within there, it's very conditional. And but the Lord loves his own, and he's more powerful. Greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. And we have to just focus a lot on our promises as this thing starts to go down the tubes, and be steadfast in the Lord no matter what. And never give up the fight, I guess, is the easy way to do it. I got a headline here before we shut down, Larry. Iran foreign minister warns, and I saw it on your blog too, fourth step coming. What is that about, other than they're going full nuclear?
Yeah, well, they are going full nuclear. That was the plan all along. And for people that think that Iran never has had a nuke, they might want to rethink that a little bit, because we have reports. I know Steve Quayle had hard copies, and two or three other people I knew before, when Iran tested a nuclear weapon.
Yes,
I know
I remember
everybody's
that.
Thinking, well, when was that? Well, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, but we know that's true. And they actually were reportedly had got a number of nukes from Russia. And so, of course, now they're trying to build their own. But, yeah, and I was going to mention before the show's over, too, and get your opinion real quick. You know, we're still having fires in California. It's just unbelievable. And recently, Marshall Masters, and you're familiar with Marshall Masters,
yes.
He has come
oh, yeah.
out and actually said now that what he's seeing and hearing is Agenda 21. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. Folks, Jeremiah the prophet actually confirms Agenda 2130/50 of the United Nations, where they depopulate the land and where they force everybody into core cities. I did a video documentary. It's called Unfriendly Fire, UN-friendly fire. It's United Nations Unfriendly Fire. It's what it is. And it's all about the agenda. And in that video, I interviewed a fellow who is a land real estate guy. And he had some very, very interesting things to say about all of this and where this is going. And people, for whatever reason, maybe it's the title, so that didn't really turn them on or something, but Agenda, that's all in Jeremiah. They intend fully to depopulate the United States. And they are going to depopulate the rural districts. They want to bulldoze towns, roads, and redo it. A friend of mine went into, right over here in Pierce County, I think it's Pierce County, went into the agricultural department and got some maps of what they plan to do. And I would imagine you probably can find them in almost any county ag department. And I don't know exactly what he asked for, but in the video, we have all the maps portrayed. We got them. And this is real. And it's very subtle how they're doing it. And anyway, what else have you got, Larry, before we close out?
Yeah, I was going to mention also the fact that apparently Israel has been under rocket attack all day from Gaza, which they've been expecting. It appears that Iran is suddenly, I guess you could say, activating their proxies to begin attacks on Israel. And from what I've heard of the IDF, they plan to attack Iran, if I'm reading the intel correctly, that when these proxies begin striking Israel, Israel is going to go after Iran. So, you know, I don't know. You know, you remember the terminology, the Israeli mistake.
Yes.
And whether that's a preemptive attack against Iran or whatever, it looks like something's appeared to go. And I did want to make a statement real quick. You know, there, at least Fox News tonight was having reports of the cartels and other people that's tied into the cartels are literally whipping or defeating a lot of Mexican military units now. And we've got an army of terrorists on our border, southern border, and we still don't have a closed border. They won't even allow it. And at the same time, I'm getting intel now that, you know, you remember when Trump made the Twitter deal that stirred everybody up when he said we need to buy Greenland? Everybody thought
yes.
he'd lost his mind. Well, then we found out, when I did a little work, I found out that we have underground bases in Greenland. And the Chinese, Trudeau, who just won his election again, has let the Chinese military, he's housing Chinese military in Canada, and he's also got Chinese intelligence people infiltrating off Greenland. So we're surrounded.
Yeah, we are, and that's exactly what the Bible says, that Babylon, the great nation, along with the great city, are in fact surrounded and are taken by total surprise. Here's something else, too, that's kind of interesting concerning Trump leaving there. You remember I think it was either the $50 bill or the $100 bill. Jonathan Kleck is a guy that's on YouTube. I don't know. I haven't watched him lately. But he's the one, he's an artist, and the Lord has given him a great gift of discerning what he's looking at. And he's the one who deciphered the images on the American money. And one of the images shows a tidal wave coming into New York City. And it shows a missile coming down, hitting the ocean just outside of New York City. Well, now we've got, who knows what Trump, not Trump, but Putin has equipped these subs with. Remember, we were talking about those missile that he can launch against a coastal region and all but destroy the cities along it.
Yeah, that's those Russian drone submarines that they've got that they can launch off of a regular submarine, and they carry a nuclear weapon that can, they call them tsunami weapons. In other words, they can set off an under-ocean explosion that would build a massive tsunami on either coast.
Yeah, and I think maybe, you know, who knows what Trump knows. I mean, the guy's a genius. He's not stupid. And deep state contacts would tell him, too, what's coming. Even if they didn't like him, they'd probably tell him.
Well, what's interesting,
or at least some
what's
of
interesting,
them
yeah, what's
yeah,
interesting, Stuart, and I did send you that most recent Sartre Fall article. Isn't it interesting that Sartre Fall could tell him a lot of intel on, and, you know, that's coming basically from Russia, but it's exposing a lot of what's attacking him.
Yes. Yeah. The intrigue of deep state. Unfortunately, they're all in the matrix, and unfortunately, very few of them are ever going to escape it. But that's their problem, not my problem. And it's not the Lord's problem either. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for tuning in and listening. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on board. And if anything breaks, we'll certainly let you know. Good night, everyone. Take care.